أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، my dear brother and sister in Islam, with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we continue in the history and the story of messenger and prophets from Quran and the wisdom behind it. And just to remind us, is before we learn anything, we set the intention. Why are we learning? What is our intention? Because intention is very important in Islam. Without intention, anything is lost. And intention has to be purely to Allah. Purely to Allah, we gain knowledge to how to know Allah and get the wisdom, or some of the wisdom and the messages Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell us, inshaAllah. And also, we have to remember, it is a duty and obligation for all Muslim to inquire and learn about their Islam. By this way, we set the intention, inshaAllah, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us. Because this man, he cannot give. It is Allah who gives. Nobody can give you anything. I'm only a talker. I cannot even benefit myself. Only Allah can give the benefit. By this way, when we sit in any gathering, we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we be poor to Allah, and we ask Allah, O Allah, open our heart. O Allah, give us a vision. O Allah, give us understanding. O Allah, give us the wisdom. O Allah, make us among those who listen and obey. O Allah, make us among those who listen and do for the best of what they're listening to. Because to listen to a topic or to listen to an Islamic learning has four duty. This four duty, it has to be set in my intention. This four duty is, number one, is I have to inquire the knowledge of Allah. Number two, I have to sit with the intention, O Allah, allow me to do of what I'm hearing. Because no benefit knowledge unless I implement it in my life. And O Allah, allow me to fulfill the right of knowledge by giving it to whom who are needed. And O Allah, number four, to give me the patience of conveying the message for you, Ya Allah. This you call it the right of knowledge. It's almost like having money. What's the value if you have money if you do not spend it for Allah? Similar, what's the benefit of knowledge unless you spend it for Allah? Last week, we ended up with the story of Habil and Qabil, the sons of Adam alayhi salam. And we finished them in details. After they finished, according to the history of Islam, it go to two sons of Adam alayhi salam, Sheesh alayhi salam and Idris alayhi salam. And some report, it said maybe Idris alayhi salam also, he is Ilyas alayhi salam, but is not a legitimate, but it might be. Idris alayhi salam is not too much about him in Quran, except he was one of the messenger of Allah, and also he was so close to Allah, or he tried to the point in some report he was really trying to do anything, any good deed to get closer to Allah to the point he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to elevate him. And he been elevated until he reached even the fourth sky. He left even the earth because he was wanted to be so close to Allah. When the angel of death come and he find out it was written for him to take the soul of Idris alayhi salam in the first sky. And he was surprised when he found Idris alayhi salam was in a wing of another angel was lifting him up in a time of his death. This detail, we're not going to go through it, but we learn one thing. How a person, a regular human being, can be so elevated in the eye of Allah to the point Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted a request from him to be close to Allah. And every messenger at this time, he used to come with only one message: to worship Allah. La ilaha illallah. No one worthy of worship except Allah. After Idris alayhi salam, by some time it came Nuh alayhi salam. Nuh alayhi salam, we call him Abu al-Bashar. The one, he's the father of the messenger. And he's the first messenger in earth with a complete message. We said before, is a difference between a messenger and a prophet. Adam alayhi salam, he's a messenger. The difference between a messenger and a prophet, a messenger coming with a message, but no books, no revelation. A prophet is the one who coming with a books or revelation, or like a Musa alayhi salam was tablets, alwah. This is why in Arabic, messenger is Nabi, and a prophet is Rasul. And Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he get both. He is Rasul and Nabi. Because also sometime he used to be a messenger, he's the one coming to continue a message before, and he's not coming for a new message. Like Isa alayhi salam, he was coming to implementing part of the Torah and in meantime coming with the Injil. And he's a prophet too. This special people, special messenger and prophet. Because Nuh alayhi salam, one of the five, Ulul Azm, the most strongest prophet. He invited his people for 950 years. And in 950 years, nobody listened to him except only average 80. And he used to invite his people day and night. And this also explained it to us. Dawah in the beginning, inviting to Allah, always hidden or silent. Why? Because dawah in the beginning, people do not like it. And with the wisdom of Allah is not a coward, but from wisdom to go step by step. To not making a lot of trouble around you. Little by little. And at this time people used to worship statues. And this statue has some story. It's five of them. These five used to be good people. And when these good people died, they make for them a statue to remember them and wonder what happened. This we learn from it, how shaitan work, how the devil work. We talk about it in the story of Adam. You see, he whispered to them to make a statue. Not a big deal, just make a statue, make people respect them. And they put the statue in the places where they died. That's why when people used to pass by, just respect them. Can you see it? The following generation, which is the generation who respected the statue, died. The second generation forget why the people in the beginning used to stand in the front of the statue. Can you see the sequence now? Wonder what happened. This time they stop bowing down to them. They start considering them someone. And generation over generation, they start worshipping the statue. You see how the tricks of shaitan? By the way, you have to remember, every tricks of the shaitan is not unique, is the same. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the story in Quran to learn from it. To learn about the steps of shaitan, how he deceives people. 90% of what we're doing is habit and custom. Where do we have it? From our parents. Why? We do not know. We forget. Once you forget, you're asking for trouble. Now you see what happened to our generation now? Most of our children, they worship Allah or they claim they are a Muslim, but they do not even know why. Why a Muslim? They do not know. What is Islam? You do not know. Yes, they might make salah, maybe they make hajj, maybe they make fasting, but you didn't even know why they doing it. And when it coming to real life, wonder what happened. We do not know even ABC in Islam. And our daughter and our son going to marry non-Muslim. Why? Because we do not know, we forget, and nobody remind them. And the essence of Islam is not there. And one of the essence is, before you do, ask, is this allowed or not allowed? If it's allowed, I do. If it's not allowed, I do not do. But don't forget. We forget even the value of Islam. And because we forget the value of Islam, we forget the teaching of Islam. And because we forget the teaching of Islam, we forget even what is Islam. And we start having only what? The skeleton of Islam. And I said it before and I will keep saying it. 10, 15, 20 years from now is no Islam. Because the one who knows Islam, he died. And if you honest, look at your generation. You look at your kids. Look at your grandkids, grandparents, and grandchild. They hardly look as a Muslim. They hardly act like a Muslim. And once they get married, they act like nonsense. What happened to their children is no Islam. Who going to occupy the masajid? It will be coming like the one in Pittsburgh and one in San Francisco, a museum. Another generation will sell it because there's no value for it. Oh, my grandfather used to make like this. My father used to say something like that. It become heritage. Following generation, forget even the heritage. It become a picture. Another third, first generation, they forget it all about it. And this happened also in Latin America, of all the Arabic people who immigrate. 200 years ago average in Latin America. But they immigrate for money, or deen, they immigrate for money. They build wealth. Today you go to Latin America, 99% of the roots of the Muslim has been Christian. 99%, I'm not exaggerating. You go. I met by myself one family 200 of the members of the family, 199 of them is Christian. Only one left is a Muslim. One person from a whole family of 200 people is a Muslim, and the 199 is Christian. Today, even if we claim we still we call ourselves a Muslim, look at your generation and grandchildren. You will find out they too far of even basic Islam. Why? We never educate them. Why? Because this is the steps of shaitan. Can you see now the relationship between what happening in the past, what happening now? Similar. By this way, in the time of Nuh alayhi salam, he came, he find people was worshipping a statue. Doesn't mean they do not believe in Allah. No, they believe in Allah. But the statue is a way to get them closer. Why? The state of ignorance. Lack of knowledge. Why? Because we set the steps of shaitan. And Nuh alayhi salam, he keep going, giving da'wah, and people do not listen to him. When the situation get tough, and nobody listen to him, 950 years, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala command him to make the boat. And he started making the boat. And everybody passing through the boat, he laughed. And Allah call him and tell him, you laugh about us, we will laugh about you tomorrow. And in the end of the time, he start warning them, but nobody listen. Why? Ignorant, it built another disease, arrogant. Oh, you do not know who we are, who you are. You know, look at us, look at you. And they forget who they are. And before you know it, the arrogance increase, the arrogance increase. And he warned them, but nobody listened. Except this is approximately 80 people, or 80 even creature between me, mankind and people, and different animal and bird. This is the one Allah allow him. When the time come, tell him, take them to the boat. And when Nuh alayhi salam got upset, he called Allah. He said, oh Allah, take them. Don't leave nobody in earth. And even do not leave any of their generation in the belly of any mother. Meaning any seed, take it. Because if you let them go, they will make disgrace and mischief in earth like their parents. And in here we learn something else. When a moment come, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lit the water. He opened the sky. Allah used the word open. وَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ السَّمَاءِ. Allah opened the door of the sky for the rain. Meaning the rain was coming down so heavily, and Allah opened the earth with boiling water. The water was coming boiling, steaming from the ground. By this way, water coming up, water going down, water from all over. Except his wife and his child. And again, Allah give us a message. Even Nuh alayhi salam, one of the almighty prophet of Allah, and his wife was among the one who was tortured. His wife was Kha'ina. Kha'ina meaning was no good. She was a traitor. And his son was no good. Why? Because his mother. He was a seed, bad seed. And he said, oh Allah, what about my son? He said, don't say or call something you do not know. He makes istighfar to Allah. And his son again, he ran to a big mountain. And he said, I will be in the top of the mountain. No water will reach me. Again, arrogant. We're going to talk about that when we finish all the rest of the messenger of the Prophet later on. Because he did not look to the wisdom of Allah. And the water came, and his wife is gone with the rest, and his son is gone with the rest. What his wife did, we have to know. A wife of a prophet cannot commit adultery. Cannot. Because the life of prophet is completely protected from Allah. What his wife did, some scholar in some reports, he said, she betrayed him by giving knowledge about the to the villager about him moving or making the boat. We're not sure exactly, but she betrayed him just by saying something. What we learned from that? A wife in the house, she has no right to say something about what's going on in the house to any foreigner. You cannot sit down with a bunch of ladies and start talking, and you said what's going on in the house. Even if something, your husband did something, your kids did, whatever your family doing, it should not be, the family knowledge should not be betrayed outside. Or if you marry and your husband tell you something, you should not say it to nobody. In Islam, Allah will not allow you to say it. Husband or a wife, whoever do that, he will be a traitor, khain, and the major sin. Unless your husband doing something so bad and he's doing something mischief to the point it is against Allah and his messenger. At this time, you have to warn the one who will have damage from your husband. For example, I'm going to kill such and such. Or I'm going to steal, or I'm going to... Something is bad. No. We do not help anyone to do mischief. Because no obedience for anyone above Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the main foundation and the constitution of Islam. Allah is number one and his messenger, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And also it teaches us is we have a duty to educate our children. But doesn't mean we educate our children, all of them will be good. It will never be. Never. Why? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he always wants his own trial to happen. Trial has to be continued. Good, better, best, no good. Different style of people. Your own daughter is not the same. Your own son is not the same. The seed is the same. Everybody's different. For wisdom, Allah knows. For the trial to be continued, we talk about it. Because all of us in this life for a trial. To thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this can also can take us to Habil and Qabil, son of Adam. One is pious, one is envy. One has hate, one is so kind. And it's always going on in history. But doesn't mean I leave my children without no education, no environment, and I said, what do you want me to do? No. If you do your job, and you let them eat halal, living in halal environment, have also always environment is in a good manner, and you behave in a good manner, and you set the role model for them, and after that they do not listen to you, is not your business. You did your duty. And whatever is written, it will happen. But we cannot, living without no Islamic education, do not encourage them to be a Muslim, do not build Islamic library in each home, do not encourage Islamic environment, and leave them like chicken without head, and when they grow up and start acting nuts, who said, "Oh, you do not listen to me. You do not listen to you because you never give them the right seed." By this way, we have a duty, but in the meantime, once we finish our duty, our job is done. And this also explaining to us the duty of us as to invite toward good. Always a Muslim inviter toward good. This is our quality as a ummah. We are the inviter of good, preventing what is evil. And this also teach us is what happened to all these people who acting arrogant and said nothing will touch us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just send water. Today sometimes we look and we say, we are in America, high technology, superpower, and forget, little bit of rain or snow can paralyze us if Allah wants. By this way, living in America, don't let living in America deceive you and make you arrogant from the power of the one who created the heaven and earth. The king of the king, the one to say to be will be. Don't let this go away from your heart. We see it daily, every day, the power of Allah all over. Don't let it away from you. Because the moment we forget the power of Allah, we become arrogant. And arrogant will lead us to ignorant. Because arrogant person do not want to learn. Why I'm learning? I'm fine. Don't worry about me. You see? Always arrogant lead you to ignorant. And ignorant will lead you to arrogant. They both work together. And humble always learning. Always humble learning. Willing to learn. Willing to take advice of other. Learn. Willing to take a mistake, correct the mistake. There's no problem with a mistake. We all make mistakes. But the intelligent one among us is the humble one who corrects his own mistake, he or she. And we always in a trial and we always in a correction. And you can see, he was arrogant against Nuh alayhi salam and said, "Who are you? Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do not send an angel or a king?" Because with the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, always messenger and a prophet, they not having a status. No money status, no knowledge status, no community or level status. Do you know why? By this way, in any given time you cannot say, "I have no status. What do you want me to do? You know, I have no money. I have no knowledge." No. If you mean you want to do something for Allah, Allah will give you the mean. Allah has the money. He's the richest. Allah has the knowledge. He's the alim. Allah has the power. He's the qawi. When he won't give to any messenger, he give him in the time he want. But in the beginning, always every messenger and prophet, he was in a very weak state. It's education for all of us. And we're going to remember for a moment is the wisdom behind why Allah touched them with water. Why is water? We'll go to it, but not now. When we finish, another three messenger came after him, and each one his people was touched by something different. At this time, we'll go to the wisdom. Why Allah touched them in different way? Only we can say something. He was powerful, he was arrogant. Allah did not send an army. He did not send angels. He did not send something unique. He just water. He made them drown in their own wealth and everything. To the point, he washed the earth from them completely. After Nuh alayhi salam, by some time, again, this time is not exactly relevant. Meaning we're not sure exactly how much time. Some people said approximately 1,000 years. Because one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said so, of the meaning of. During this time, everybody again worshipping until same tricks of shaitan. Generation after generation forget. You see now? Lack of implementing, with lack of implementing, lack of knowledge, lack of passing knowledge. This lack of passing knowledge, it will lead to what? More ignorant. Sometime today I meet people, young people in colleges, and they do not even know why is they are a Muslim. Or does he believe I'm a Muslim because my mother want me to be a Muslim? I heard this many times. Imagine, he's not a Muslim. He doesn't even know the basic of Islam. When we give dawah to non-Muslim, what we say? What is a Muslim? The one who submit to the will of the Creator. The submission of the human being to the will of the Creator. This meaning Islam. Is me submit? No. I'm praying. Is praying submit? No. You see, this is all very, very important. We living exactly like American or Guyanese or Arabic or Pakistani or Indian or whatever, but we're not living as a Muslim. Islam is not a worship. Islam to worship the whole of your life in the way you are. By this way, just said my son is praying or my daughter is praying doesn't mean nothing. Because otherwise, we're just doing, you know, the exercise part, but our heart is empty. And when they go in life, and they're meeting different religion, and different people from different sect and different belief, and they start asking questions, I don't know, maybe, I think so, I don't know. And before you know it, the girl or the boy or the young man or young lady is confused. And before you know, they said, yes, it's true. Why I will be a Muslim? Maybe they're right. You see? And start building a lot of doubt. But in the meantime, ask yourself also, is me really honest? Why I do not go to library and buy Islamic books? Why I do not inquire about my own Islam? This also a question. Yes, my parents want me to be a Muslim. And yes, I have brain. And yes, I'm intelligent. And yes, I go to college. Yes, I have a doctorate degree. I have a master. I have this. I have that. I make money. But how much I know about Islam? How many books in Islam in the house? I feel sad when I go to Muslim family and they have even no one single book about Islam. Racks of music. Racks of video, racks of this, a dish, a satellite, this and that, but no Islamic anything. What, is Islam is a magic? 1, 2, 3, hop, we get Islam? No. We have to learn. And learning is starting. No Muslim family can be a Muslim without an Islamic library. Not an internet. We're going to talk about it. Because internet is dangerous, everything in it. I said before, and I will say it, and I will lead you to it in the end of what we're going to talk about. I will tell you what's going on in our life now. Let's go to Hud alayhi salam. Hud alayhi salam came to people called Qawm Ad, the people of Ad. People of Ad was big, very big built. These people used to live approximately 1,000 years. Imagine. And we are 50, 60 and we die and we are arrogant. These people 1,000 years. Big. Adam alayhi salam was 60 dhira'an fit al-hawa. Dhira' by Arabic, meaning the length of my fingertips to my shoulder. This is a dhira'. Now Adam alayhi salam 60 of that. how tall he is. And also sometimes it's different dhira. Some scholars said, no, dhira by his dhira. We're not sure exactly. I give you approximately minimum 180 feet tall. Adam alayhi salam approximately 180 feet tall. Is he talking about dinosaur and that dinosaur? No. It has to be so big. If Adam alayhi salam is way big, how big is the animal? How big is the rabbit? You know? And they live for 1,000 years. Average. Imagine their knowledge. The more you go up, the more you have knowledge. By this way, if you claim today you're really living in something, you are nothing. We are nothing compared to the people behind us. Because Allah said it in the truth to Rome and many another surah. He said, look around you, see the people before you. They was more stronger and more powerful than you. Allah, He know. And if we believe the Quran is the word of Allah, and Allah tell you, look around, the people before you is more powerful than you, I have to believe the people before me is more powerful. And this Qawm Ad, the people of Ad. And these people, they really build, even they cut the mountain, they trim the mountain. Their valley is not in the valley. Imagine to have the mountain almost like steps and make it like a beautiful garden. How much work and how big you are to do that. And still until now, in the area of Yemen, and many areas around the eastern part of Arabia, is still the sign, because Allah said, I will leave a sign. And again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He sent Hud alayhi salam. And the same identical things, people arrogant, ignorant, and opposition. Why is he opposed? Why people oppose? Do you know why people oppose really? Arrogant. They always said, who are you? Why you? Why Allah chose you? Again, because he was very humble people. They not rich, they not king, they do not have family status. They very simple people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He opened. Do you know what the meaning He opened? He gives them a lot of wealth. He allows the earth to go. All kind of garden, all kind of agriculture, all kind of, you name it, they have it. And what happened? When they acting arrogant, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He holds the rain. He holds the rain until everything become dry. Look how Allah work. He didn't send nothing. Now you go to Him and still disbelieve. He gives him a sign. He tell him 3 days and the message will come in. I am warning you, and he's still playing game again. And finally, when you see a black cloud come, you said, rain is coming, don't worry about it. But in this black cloud, it was a torture. It carries a wind. A wind, it takes them upside down. It takes them upside down to the air. Pew! To the point, it takes the trees, it takes everything from the roots up down. And nothing left, just by wind. And these big people, You see? But we forget the power of Allah. One of the study we have to stop about Hud alayhi salam. Hud alayhi salam, they really give him hard time. You ever heard about a messenger or prophet running after his people and torture them or insulting them? No. One of the always the message, they torture him, they call him name, he treat them good. Patience and kindness and believe in Allah. People is not our teacher, is not our commander. We cannot act according to people and their behavior. No. We have always have hold tight and belong to the main constitution, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They call him a crazy man. By the way, you have to know, if you really embrace Islam, you have to be tested the way exactly the same. You really embrace Islam today really good, people will call you a fanatic, you nuts. What happened to you? You was good. If they see you coming from the disco, you fine girl. But if they see you have hijab and cover up and you start having really implementing Islam, you nuts. What happened to you? You acting like an old lady? Why are you doing like this? You grieving yourself? Who going to marry you? You see? It's almost like showing yourself up is a part of your duty. No. No. We are a Muslim, male and female in all the age. Opposition is healthy. Iman, faith do not build without opposition. Because the truth of us, it will show up with opposition. Your family call you, what happened? You are a backward man, you do not understand. We make it. How much you make? You know? Because everything that is measured was what? With money. And nothing new. Always in the history. Anybody coming close to Allah, people laugh at them. It's a trial from Allah. To see who going to hold tight, and who going to sell this life for the hereafter. And who going to prefer this life or the hereafter. And the way he answered in here was very beautiful. When they tell him you're crazy, he said, I bear witness, I believe in Allah. And I bear witness is I am pure of what you said. He did not say you are a liar or this and that. Very good manner. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us good manner. You know, to how to handle situation. And the manner it coming from dignity. And dignity coming from belief. Not arrogant, dignity. Steadfast of what you believe. And also he was Halim, he was patient. And we have to know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have his own constitution. You stray completely, you will get punished. Soon or later. This is the main thing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the story of every group, and in the end, he finishes them. For wisdom. But in here, again, he finishes them with what? Wind. Just wind. Remember now, with Noah, water. With Hud, wind. Let's go now to Salih alayhi salam. And Salih alayhi salam, he came to another group called Thamud. They did the same thing. But what's the difference? These people now, what they did, they built their houses in the mountain. They engraved their houses in the cave. Now try to think about something. Do you know what mankind doing? Every time Shaitan tell him, you know, don't worry about it. Wind cannot get you. Rain cannot get you. Go up. And again, big, arrogant, knowledge. And they built all their houses where? In the top of the mountain, inside even the cave. By this way, nothing can happen to them. It rings a bell for us. We the one. We the one. We have it. We can do it. We. Same identical. But the difference between us and them, we are very strong, we are very weak. A small hurricane take us. Our houses is garbage, nothing. Compared to these people. These people, again, their houses is still until today, part of it exists. Why? Because when they did not listen, what happened? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not send water. Allah did not send wind. Do you know what Allah sent? Sayha. He sent an angel. He just screamed, make a sound. With this sound, everybody was dead. You have to know the sequence now of the wisdom of Allah. You play tough, I send you water. You play strong, I send you wind. You play arrogant, I send you just one angel. They call Jibreel alayhi salam. He just give one sound. Sayha. Just all of them is gone. All of them is gone. Inside, outside, everybody is gone. What we learn from here? What we learn? How big we are, how much knowledge we have. People today look at internet and computer and worship it. Do you know how weak the computer is? Do you know how weak the internet is? Do you know in America most of the power, the electricity from nuclear plant? Or some of them still by coal or by diesel? Do you know in electricity, if you get a strong wind, is finished? Do you know if this strong wind carrying some lightning, it carries something called a spark or spike or glitches, can burn the computer in less than nanosecond? You see? In a portion of a second, your computer can be burned. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Who we are? Who we are? You see, who we are? I call computer Sheikh Kambo. Do you know who Sheikh Kambo? Sheikh scholar. Kambo is just abbreviation or shorting for computer. Now every Muslim said, I have Sahih Bukhari, I have Quran, I have Sahih Muslim, I have in CD-ROM, I have. How much you have in your chest? How much you have mana? Who educating you? How you can learn without roots and sequence? How you know what you're learning is correct? You cannot even pronounce the wording correctly. Do you not know even what is good for you and what bad for you? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said of the meaning of تعلموا العلم, learn knowledge, وتعلموا للعلم السكينة والوقار, and learn for knowledge tranquility and humility. Do you know to learn knowledge you have to learn how to sit? If you sit down, you call it the sitting of knowledge. This is the way Angel Jibreel alayhi salam asked Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to sit. It is the way you're sitting for salah, similar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the knowledge to Angel Jibreel. Angel Jibreel, he gives the knowledge to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he have a companion. And he passed the knowledge to them. The companion gave it to the following of the companion. And the following of the companion gave it to the following of the companion. And so on and on and on and on and on. Islam do not come without a chain. You break the chain, you have nothing. Today I see people get a degree by the internet, but they are empty. Is a Sheikh Kambo has barakah? Blessing from Allah? Is Sheikh Kambo fasting? Is Sheikh Kambo make salah and cry to Allah? Is Sheikh Kambo has light from Allah or has light from the screen? From the fluorescent? You see, we have to wake up. How do you know which knowledge is good for you? Do you know the only knowledge today we are again about it is Islam? What knowledge today, what degree you can get by internet only? You cannot. You have to go to college. You have to sit with professor. You have to listen. You have to do homework. How you do all that when you do not have a teacher? And if your teacher do not see you, how he know what is good for you? Can you go to any pharmacy and get any medication you like? Is all medicine? Can you buy all the vitamins, the one you want? Is all vitamin? No, everything has a roots. And everything has to build the way it should be. The only topic today we do not give it its own right is Islam. I bear witness to Allah. Today we act so arrogant against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We cannot do it for a small course. Maybe I will get a job for $10 or $15 per hour. But for Islam, I do that. I will argue. I will be arrogant. I'm not even willing to still listen and sit. Everybody dumping information on the internet. Everybody. Every sect, even in Islam, every non-Muslim dumping information. How you know which is which? In Islam, we have a chain of knowledge. Before you listen, you watch the person who you listen to. How he conduct himself? What is his manner? If he doesn't have a manner and behavior, you should not listen to them. If he not follow Quran and Sunnah, how he will teach you? If he's not implementing by himself, how he will? And how he will teach you? If he's empty. My dear brother and sister in Islam, the story of Nuh alayhi salam, the story of Hud alayhi salam, the story of Salih alayhi salam, all of them coming with one topic. La ilaha illallah. No one worthy of worship except Allah. But today, again and again I will say it, a lot of us playing game, and think if I go to the masjid and pray and I fast in Ramadan, I do Hajj, I'm a good Muslim. But how you really know about Islam, you do not know. How you behave according to Islam, you do not know. Because you are a liar. Because if you are telling the truth, how much you read about the Prophet ﷺ? How much you know about the Prophet ﷺ? How much you know about who is the Prophet ﷺ? How even you know about Allah? I hardly find a Muslim know who is Allah. I hardly find a Muslim he know who is Allah. Imagine you worship somebody you know, do not know. I find a hardly Muslim he know what the meaning Islam, what the meaning Rabb, what the meaning Deen, which basic, very basic. I'm not saying something heavy, basic. When we invite non-Muslims, this is the basic we teach them. What's a Muslim? And all that, the lack of knowledge. And lack of knowledge doesn't mean the knowledge is not there. Today, actually, I can tell you, I bear witness in the front of Allah. In America, you can find every Islam you want. In America, you can find beautiful books, you cannot find it anywhere. And even if you do not find it, you will find library is willing to bring it to you and UBS it even. Having a book different than having something in internet. Because a book, I know who's the author, who's the publisher, where it's coming from, I have the knowledge in the front of my hand. And don't forget also, you have to learn something. Islam, once it translated to different language, is dangerous. Very dangerous. I remember I was almost 5-6 years old. And my father, may Allah give him mercy in his grave and elevate his level, him and all the Muslim. Say Ameen. He was crying so heavily. I said, why are you crying so heavily, my father? He said, today something happened. I believe it is the opening of a big trial for a Muslim. I said, what is it? He said, today Azhar approved translation of the Quran. I said, you should be happy. Islam will be spread. He said, the more Islam will be spread, the more corruption and the end of Islam will be. I said, why? He said, you see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserved his own Quran. The moment you translate, you can add whatever you want. You can translate it the way you want it. And all of a sudden, people fighting and arguing with each other, with word, English word, can be even between one place to another is different. And you do not even know what Allah said. Sister Shariza, you remember last week you called me and you asked me a question. You remember the question? To give you example. Do you remember it?
There was one word that was translated as fruit.
Yes, what's the word?
The Arabic, I don't know.
Okay, Thamarat.
Thamarat.
What's the verse number, please? Can you give it to me? Is it from Surah Al-Baqarah? I will show you something in here, and this is it amazing me, and I will show you the big difference. The Quran she has, or any another, because I looked to 4 or 5 Quran, they have the same translation, but it's different. One it said fruit, one it said crops. But in Arabic it means completely different.
155.
Remember this verse 155 Surah Al-Baqarah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim, bismillah ar-rahman ar-rahim. وَلْنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ. Can you translate the, what is the translation from the Quran? Give it to me, please. I will give you, here am I, a person. I never study English. My English is very poor. I really never study English. My English is very poor, okay? And I never have even education in Arabic or English. I will give you my poor translation. And I will read the translation from you, for you. And I read it in Noble Quran, which is printed in Saudi Arabia. It has many degree, many scholar, many committee of scholar, all of them doctorate degree in Quran and Sharia and English and Arabic and this and that. And I will tell you how it was written. And also Riyad al-Salihin, similar. And I will show you how it can be so empty. The verse, before I look in the book, to show you, the verse said, وَنَّبْلُوَنَّكُمْ. Ibtila by Arabic meaning a trial, not examination. Because imtihan by Arabic meaning is examination or a test. A trial meaning very, very difficult, high examination. Very difficult one. Fitna meaning so difficult trial. By this way, Allah said, وَنَّبْلُوَنَّكُمْ. We will trial you. بِشَيْءٍ of something. مِنَ الْخَوْفِ of fear. What's that? Yeah, I'm going step by step. بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ fear وَالْجُوعِ hunger وَنَقْصٍ a decrease مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ from the money you have وَالْأَنْفُسِ yourself وَالثَّمَرَاتِ the fruit. This is the translation. Now let me tell you my translation. Fear is like the situation in Chechnya, in Bosnia, in Albania, in everywhere. Fear of the future, fear of the... Fear is different way. One of the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can torture a person by fear. Look at these rich people. They have everything, but they fear. Fearing what? They afraid of disease. They afraid of tomorrow. They afraid to get old. They afraid the money will decrease. This fear. Fear is many things. You can fear from animal. You can fear from enemy. You can fear from oppressor. You can fear from losing status. All this fear and the style of fear. By this way, Allah promised, He will trial you of some of fear, some of hunger, meaning poverty. وَنَقْصٍ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ and He will decrease your money, meaning you have this money, I will take some. A situation, accident, calamity. Something will take big portion of your money for trial you. وَالْأَنْفُسِ anfus meaning in here, some people you love. Yourself, your family, your mother, your wife, your husband, your kids, your spouse, whatever. Allah will take them as a trial. Take them by disease, take them by sickness, take them by death. وَالثَّمَرَاتِ let me tell you, I stop in this word and I have to go with Sister Shreza step by step. ثَمَرَة by Arabic meaning the fruit. Okay, belong to a tree. But in Arabic, when they are using it in this area, is different. Why? Because a farmer, to get a crops or a fruit, this is all his work. By this way, the fruit of his life is the fruit on the tree. A farmer has been 5 years, 7 years, taking care about the ground, putting a seed until a tree grow. If you study about agriculture, most of the fruit trees start give you tree fruit after a few years, 2 years, 5 years, 7 years. Date trees after 10 years start give you good dates. By this way, what it mean? After a lot of effort, after what you are reaching for, meaning Allah examining us with what? Allah tell us, whatever, how much you're working for, and how much you're aiming for, how much you struggle for, how much you sacrifice all your life for, I will grab it from you. I will take it from you. It can be a gain, it can be a child, it can be a kid, it can be a wife, it can be a money, it can be a status. Sometimes your own brain. Sometimes people go study, and all of a sudden they go, they're nuts. They lose their brain. By this way, thamara in here meaning the things you work for it for a long time and you struggle for it, Allah tell you, I'm going to take it from you. Can be a house, can be your health, can be the things you are really saved, can be anything. This is why it left like that, thamara. Now you translate it as a fruit. Imagine if I do not speak Arabic, I'm an English speaking person, and I said, Allah, he will take a fruit from you. I said, what is going on? Allah will take a fruit from me? Why he take a fruit from me? You understand me? And he should give a footnote, giving at least a couple of sentences of the roots of the meaning thamara. But it's not. You see, if you read in here, is exactly translated like this. And certainly we shall test you with something of fear, hunger, loss of wealth, lives and fruits. But give glad tidings to the patient. Yes, but this fruit at this place, you think anybody can understand it?
No.
What I'm trying to tell you is how much English translation or Urdu translation or French translation, whatever translation, is very poor compared to the Arabic. If we really want to give this verse a good tafsir, it can take 2 or 3 hours. Just one verse. You will not find it in English. And not even that. What happened to you if you start interacting with me according to your background and understanding? You might stop me and said, what it mean at this location? What it mean at this? How you do that to computer? Sheikh computer, how you do that? If you sit in the front of Sheikh computer, is Sheikh computer can break all this to you? He can educate you one to one? He can know where you are? He know what is your manner is? We have to wake up before it's too late. You know, I was reading a book almost 10 years ago. And this book about jinn and the shayateen, devils. And the author, he did a beautiful job. Do you know what he said? And this is what we have to learn from the story of all this messenger and prophet. He said, shayateen, the devil, deceiving people in different time according to what they love. Again, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him mercy in his grave and elevate his level, my father, because he teach me something. He tell me, Ahmed, and this again when I was 5, 7 years old, he tell me, if the entertainment equipment become cheap, get away. This is the beginning of a big trial. Because this is the toys of the people. People will be possessed with toys. And don't forget, what is the shayateen work? To deceive you. Do you know what the meaning to deceive you? To make you do something else rather than the one Allah wants. Do you know what this meaning? Make you lose your time. Today, you log in internet, before you know it, you are finished. Your day is finished, your night is finished. Think how much you learn. Not too much. You get a headache and you won't go to sleep. Before the internet was a championship of computer. Before computer was VCR. Before VCR, TV. Before TV, radio. Before radio, games. Can you see the cycle? Always something to deceive us. The championship of education, but a fake education. A championship of degree, a championship of houses, a championship of decoration, a championship of status, a championship of cars. And none of this is benefit. What is the main goal of shaitan? To make you lose your time, make you lose your effort. Because by the way, why a person get arrogant and anger and ignorant? Because he do not want to lose what he have. Imagine today I give a speech about a dish, and somebody already purchased a dish with all the equipment for $2,000-$3,000. It's very difficult for the person to just put it in the garbage. He said, excuse me, I just bought it. What do you want me to do? You see? I enter to Muslim today is a championship who have a bigger screen. I study audio-video engineering. You know, some of the basic is, we used to study how big per inch your eye can take. Your eye cannot take too big a screen in a short distance. The more the screen get bigger, the more you have to be far from the screen. And otherwise you cannot focus and it will hurt your eye and your brain. And the ray and the reflection of all the fluorescent dots in the screen will affect you. And we are nuts. Sitting in the front of the screen, learning what? Tell me, what you gain for hours after hour after hour? I see people addicted to games. They can sell everything in their life for a game. Why? Why are you doing it? Is it just a game? And is it many hours preparing for a game before the game? And many hours talking about the game after the game? And he said, is that just exercise? Are you exercising? No. You run? No. You building your muscle? No. You're just sitting. And your face gets red and you get anger. And you're willing to fight even with your own brother or sister because you belong to one group and they are belong to another group. Do you know what is it? Jahiliyyah. Ignorant. May Allah give him mercy. One sheikh in 1973. His name, Sheikh Jamil Ghazi, from Cairo. He used to cry, and he said, whoever die in the front of TV, and he's getting upset about a game, he die as a non-Muslim. Even if he have 100 hajjah. Do you know why? Because he's getting his face red, and anger or happy about something against Allah. Because we supposed to be, you know, having motion, a notion for Islam, for Allah. I'm not supposed to sit down and say, goal! Imagine I said that and my angel of death came take me. Now I was resurrected in the day of judgment and everybody said, La ilaha illallah, and I said to Allah, goal! Imagine, out, foul. You see, he did it, she did it. And you find all the family are gearing to spend the best time in the prime time in the front of TV. Or listening to music. Or dish. Subhanallah. Imagine you're resurrected in the day of judgment and you have a dish in the front of your head. What are you going to say to Allah? Because everybody will be resurrected in the day of judgment with the last action he was engaging of. And if I'm a Muslim, I believe in Allah and I believe I can die tonight. How am I going to spend my evening? Istiqamah. A lot of people do not like me. Don't know why they do not like me? Because you want entertainment. Islam today become entertainment. You go to convention and coming back. You go to the masjid and coming back. But you do not want homework. You do not want somebody to tell you istiqamah, to stay fast, to do the right things. You do not want somebody to make them have Islam in the house. I want Islam in the time I want, in the way I want, not the way you're talking about it. It's almost like I'm talking about something new. Everybody, you want Islam tailored according to what he want. Do you know all this where it's coming from? Same thing, identical. What is it, Brother Muhammad?
Shaitan.
Shaitan, arrogant, ignorant. Lack of knowledge. But if we sincere, we will seek knowledge. If we sincere, we'll build library in our houses. If we sincere, we will connect ourselves to people we respect and trust and ask them questions. If we sincere, we cut time daily to make sure what I accomplished today to build my own Islam. Not weekly, because nobody tell you when the angel of death coming. Young or old, you can say, you cannot say, I'm 100% okay. It's not relevant. Doesn't mean nothing in the kingdom of Allah. You cannot say, I'm too young. Doesn't mean nothing. How many people die young? By this way, what we learn from that? We learn from that is, what we see today is the beginning of the torture of Allah. All what around us is torture from Allah, but we are sleeping. All this hurricane, earthquake, volcano, accident, trial after trial is a wake-up call from Allah. Wake up call from Allah. Where is America? How comes he cannot stop it? Do you remember how many hurricanes came this summer? Or this autumn? Or this beginning of winter?
Last week you had one. This week.
And you know how many equipments he have? How many billion of dollars he spent?
In Georgia, where a lot of people died.
Do you know how many times he said it's coming today and it come little bit later or after? And they track it, and they do not know where it's going? Do you know where this war? There's a message for us as a Muslim. Because today we worship America. We worship what we call technology, but we do not worship Allah. Because if we worship Allah, we believe. Where is the people of Ayad? Where is the people of Thamud? Where is he are? We can be next in no time. Do you know they make a statistics about New York? If they have a hurricane, New York can be finished in no time. Because 80% of New York is island or part of island. There's no way out. Everything in New York in and out by bridges or by tunnel. Imagine if all these bridges and tunnels is gone. In few days the food is gone. People will eat each other. What America will do. And we are a Muslim. Imagine if we the one, we are Muslim, believe in Allah, we talk about that. How about American people? And time is running so fast. So fast. And we still, we not worry about our daughter, our son, being a Muslim, but we worry about their education in colleges. And we're willing to send them for colleges so far apart, which we do not know what they're going to do for the next 7 or 5 years. All that for a degree. And the degree of Jannah, we sell it. We sell it so cheap. A Muslim, he sell dunya for akhirah. He sell this life for the hereafter. But today, we're selling the hereafter for this life. My brother in Islam and sister in Islam, this call for sincerity, call for truthful, call to be honest to Allah and said, where are we going? And what we prepare to the grave? What we prepare when we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And what we did as a Muslim in this life? And how much I really have Islam in me and my family? Not in a masjid, in my family. Islam has to enter the family. Islam has to be living in the family. We cannot ask everybody to have Islam and we do not have it in our family. We have to have a living Islam. Islam is not a 5-10 minute job. Islam, a living, is a deen, a way of life. Manhaj haya. Insha'Allah, my brother and sister in Islam, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability to implement what we said and put barakah and light in it, insha'Allah. Any question or any concern about what we said?
On 1956. 120.
Tell me, what do you have? Any question or any concern? No question, no concern? What we learning from what we learning? What we aiming for? Where are we going? Are we planning to change our life? Are we planning to start with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and cry, "Oh Allah, make me a true Muslim"? Are we planning to start having a budget to build an Islamic library in the house? To leave something concrete? Are we planning to have some activity in the houses? Somebody said, why we have activity in the house? Why we do not have it in the masajid? If you study the Islamic history, Islam starts in the house, not in the masajid. The first masjid in Islam came in Medina after 15 years of the beginning of da'wah. Today I call, if we do not start activity in the houses, Islam will be gone. Because even our generation, they take Islam almost like Christian people. We take them to Friday, we take them to Eid, and that's it. And even if we go for some salah in the masjid, we believe we did something. But we go back to empty house. No Islam in the house. Islam starts in the house, not start in the street. If I cannot implement Islam in my own, in my house, how I can be a Muslim outside? Because a Muslim, I'm not a Muslim part-time, I'm a Muslim full-time, inshallah. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, until I die. And this take, I have to know, what the Prophet tell me, what I do in the house, what I do when I wake up, what I do when I go to the bathroom, what I do when I eat, what I do when I sleep, what I do when I leave, why I'm leaving, where I'm going, what my intention. I'm going to college to study what? For what purpose? What I'm going to gain in this life and hereafter? What am I aiming? Who I'm going to help? Do you know in America, big portion of our engineer and doctor in America? Doing what? Working for what? Working for dollar. We playing game against ourselves. I know people I know very well. He's a top manager in one of the most highest company in California, building new weapons. Now imagine, I'm working in a company to build weapons. Is this a Muslim? Where's my knowledge? My knowledge should be benefit. Minimum benefit to whom? Benefit toward Islam. And Muslim, and Allah, and the message. If my knowledge is useful, this is the knowledge. The knowledge can be witness to me in this earth, and witness to me in a grave, and witness to me in a day of judgment. And knowledge can be benefit to me, benefit to my community and my locality, benefit to Muslim, benefit to mankind. A benefit not against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A benefit according to the teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is a Muslim. I'm a slave. I'm a slave to Allah. I do not choose what I like and what I do not like. Do you know if you're really a true Muslim? Before you go to college, you go to a learned person and ask, I want to study. I'm planning to study such and such topic. What do you think? From Islamic point of view, he will ask you, he will tell you. What you aiming for? What you want to learn this particular topic? For what intention? What you want to gain? You see, today we read a book. This job give you $15 per hour. This job give you 20. This job give you 30. It doesn't matter halal and haram. It is the number. Which one is more value in the market? Which one more is job opportunity? Can you see? It has nothing to do with Islam. It has only nothing to do with morals. What about my value? What about my dignity? What about my principle? Sometimes I ask, I do not even need some people have principle anymore. People have no principle. Imagine a young girl or a young boy or a young lady or a young man and you have no principle. Or you don't even know who they are and where they're going. How you can be useful to others when you do not know who you are? What you aiming for? We want gain things, but why we gain it, we do not even know. What we want it for, we do not know. Just to become like others. I go to college because everybody goes to college. I have a degree because everybody have a degree. To make money like them. To buy a new car, to be having a new car like them. To have a new house. Do you see what you're doing? You're worshipping life. What you accomplish? Where is Islam? If I have time. What do you want me to do? You want me starving to death? You do not want me to learn? You do not want me to eat? Is this eating? And after a while, I want a better car, a better house, better furniture, better that, better, and there's no end. And we lie to ourselves. And generation after generation is gone. Gone. I look today, and I, wallahi, I swear by Allah, if we die today in this condition, no Islam in 10, 15, 20 years. If you do not believe me, go to all your relatives and all your friends. Look to their kids and see what Islam they have. You find a skeleton or even nothing.
If the name, soon the name would not exist.
No name, no understanding, no nothing. By this way, my brother and sister in Islam, inshaAllah, is not how much we talk, it is how much we're willing to change. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He make it clear, لا يغير الله ما بقوم حتى يغيروا ما بأنفسهم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not change any group unless He change what inside. And remember, you making activity, you making effort for what you want. For what pleasing you, for what you desire, for what you want. And in Islam, I make whatever I want for Allah, because I'm a slave to Allah, number one. And I want to leave this earth with something can be benefit to me and mankind after I die. This is a Muslim. Everywhere I have to do that. Everywhere. Early Muslim study to do what? To be benefit to themselves. I remember a beautiful, nice story. His name Sultan Qutuz. Sultan Qutuz, almost like, well, he was like a king of a Muslim. And he was fighting the Tatar in Ain Jalut, a very big battle in the history of Muslim called Ain Jalut, in somewhere in around Sinai Desert. Allahu A'lam, somewhere around there. And the battle start. The Muslim is not doing good. And the ruler at this time, he also the head of the army. And the head of the army at this time is not like today in the offices, no, in the first line. And five of the enemy came surround him. And start won't kill him. Because if you kill the head of the army is finished. All of a sudden, a covered face soldier, he came from nowhere, and he started fighting this five. In the middle of the fighting the five, this soldier fell down, wounded, with big penetrated wound in the chest. This Qutuz, he took care about the rest of the five, and he carried his soldier inside his tent. And he started to take the clothes off to see how he can take care about them. And when he was doing that, wonder he who saw? He saw his wife. The wounded soldier was his own wife. She said, "Oh my love, oh my wife." And she's wounded. She's bleeding to death. She said, "Don't say, oh my love, oh my wife." Said, "Oh wa Islama." Said, "Where is Islam?" And she said, "I'm going to Jannah before you. Assalamu alaikum." And she died. He get up. He gives a story exactly to his soldier. The whole army. The whole soldier and the whole army was weeping. And it was the cause of winning the battle. Because the soldier felt, if a woman and the wife of our king did this for Islam, what about us? You see, a woman loving her husband, but she did not defend her husband because she loved him. She defended her husband because she knew he is a ruler, and if he died, the whole army died, Islam will be disgraced. And in a moment of death, he said, "Oh my lover, oh my wife." She said, "No, no, 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 no." Said, "Wa Islam? Where is Islam?" You see? How many of our women do that today? If you start working for Allah, you said, "You nuts? We're losing money. What happened to you?" But if you do all the sins, but you're making money, mashallah, you are a good husband. Yes, we need this car. We need new refrigerator. We need new oven. We need new living room. We need, we need, we need, we need, we need, we need. But where is the woman? He said, "We need for Islam." And I was having a funny story. I said to Brother Muhammad, but this reflect us. Is our tongue should be reflecting our action, and our action should reflect our tongue. A man was hunting birds. His job to hunt birds. In the middle of hunting birds, a storm came. The storm was so tough. And it makes a man start tearing. The tearing from what? The tearing from the wind and the dust. Now some bird with a good heart, she talked to another bird. And she said, "Look at this man. He captured us, but he still have mercy in us. And he used to, every time he captured a bird, he broke one wing. By this way, the bird will not fly." The another bird said, "Do not look at his ear, his tears. Look at his hand and what he's doing to us." You see, similar to us, my brother and sister in Islam. Do not look at our tongue, what we're saying. Look at our action, what we're doing. Because action is the truth, not our word. Our word is only a truth if our action is following our tongue. And our tongue is good, and our action is good, if the heart is good, and if the heart connected to Allah, and our attention to Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put barakah to what we're doing, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us remember who we are, where we're going, what is our goal, and are we working for this life, or are we working for this life and the hereafter? Are we want to gain the pleasure of Allah, or we want to accumulate some material status? Are we want to meet Allah with what condition? What kind of family we want? What kind of husband and wife I'm looking for? What's the sign of me after I die? What's the history of Islam will remember me, what I did? I get bigger TV, bigger stereo, bigger refrigerator, beautiful car. These people do not leave that. They left a beautiful history of their action and complete sacrifice for Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to say, "Wa Islama, where is Islam?" And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to work for Islam, only for Islam. Ameen, ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Noah people, when Allah decided to destroy them,
Did it specify how many days, how many nights? The rain and the hot water from the earth and the sky?
You see, it's many a report, but it's not authentic. This is why I do not went into any details. Because the detail is not authentic exactly. Some it said 7 days.
And the 80 people that saved were...
80 something, or Allahu A'lam.
Saved Noah.
Yeah.
They were like a new generation.
Yeah. You see what happened, some story in this particular messenger, early messenger? It has a lot of detail, but this detail not from Quran, not from Sunnah. By this way, because we recorded, I do not want to add anything not from Quran and Sunnah. Some report, it might be relevant, but I do not. I can do it with you private, okay? But I will not do it public. By this way, nobody coming in history and said,
yeah,
he said something.
Right.
No. I prefer to focus in the what Allah said in Quran and what has been reported, and after that, we take the wisdom from it. The detail, it will not matter to us really too much.
Yeah.
How many days, how many of this, how many, it would not matter too much. What matter to us, what the wisdom we gain from it, and what we going to do about it. This is the wisdom. There's no time for any...
The wisdom is destruction.
What's that?
I said the wisdom is destruction if you...
Exactly.
Yes.
Destruction in this life and the hereafter. And it's enough for us to listen to Adhan. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Hayya ala salah, Hayya ala al-falah. Come to salah, come to success. Imagine what is advice? Come to salah, come to success. Meaning you coming to me, you coming to success. But we forget that. We think by the material and living in this life and building material status is coming to success. No. Any question, any concern? I always said no question is dangerous. No comment is dangerous. You see? Because if we're really active inside, outside, we'll have a lot. Because a Muslim always asks questions according to many things going on in his life. And no question is a stupid question or not important. Every question will be important. At least you can gain something. Remember the sequence of shaitan. What he did with people. He makes them forget, little by little, until they worship a statue. He never tells them worship a statue, by the way. Shaitan will never tell you that. He will never tell you worship refrigerator. He will never come and tell you that. But you work like a dog, okay? Or like a whatever, for many weeks and many months to get the refrigerator. By this way, yes, you're worshipping the refrigerator, but he will never tell you you're worshipping the refrigerator. You see? You're worshipping America, but he will tell you never you worship America. But you're living like American, you're acting like American, you're thinking like American, you're aiming like American, what left? A Muslim living like the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, aiming according to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, always waiting and aiming for the hereafter. Because we living according to the Sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, not according to any other Sunnah. Sunnah meaning custom and habit and ways. And if we do not live according to his way, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, meaning we living according to some other ways. And we're supposed to be a Muslim, belong to Allah and His Messenger. And this meaning I have to study about the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And know what he want me to do and what he want me not to do. What he encouraged me to do, what he encouraged me not to do. What is benefit to me, what can harm me. And I said it many times, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said, I did not leave any topic can lead you to paradise and make you closer to it without I advise you with it. I did not leave a topic. It can harm you or lead you to hellfire without I advise you not to go through it or not to do.
Yes, initiate, can we then sum up the kalima of La ilaha illallah from the inception that no desire must be but our desire for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?
The question is, can we sum the kalima of La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah? To sum it, actually, may Allah forgive us. All of us, we're not living as a true Muslim. All of us. Why? Because this kalima starts with La. La in Arabic meaning no, negatiate. You negatiate everything before Allah. No father, no mother, no tribe, no community, no belonging, nothing. By this way, even the early scholars said, you cannot recite kalima until you negate everything. You deny everything. How many of us deny everything? Before you think, before you move, before you dress, before you talk, before you aim, before you sleep. Allah is number one. We said Allah is the greatest, but we say it only in occasion. No, we have to live it. By this way, the sum of kalima is nothing. When I mean nothing, is nothing in this earth, is nothing in my life. Deserve to be worshipped except Allah. And worshipping here meaning, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's the owner, He's the ruler, He's the creator, He's the giver, He's the taker, He's the provider, He's the doer, He's the treasure. By this way, I cannot do anything. He's the master, I'm a slave. By this way, a slave cannot do anything until it gets command from the master. By this way, today, if you claim you are a Muslim and you do not even know who's the master, you do not know what the master tell you, how you can claim you are a Muslim? And the master tell you in Quran, you cannot come closer to me unless you follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is the second part. وَأَنَّ مُحَمَّدَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. And my messenger, I believe in him, is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, you will not be a believer unless you love Allah and his messenger more than you loving yourself and all mankind and everything in your life. And if you claim you love someone, you think about him, you thought about him, you dream about him, you desire the person, you want, you try to please, you aiming according and you do whatever you this person do. This if you love. By this way, if I claim I love Allah, Allah said it. Say ya Muhammad, قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم. If you claim you love Allah, follow me, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah will love you and forgive your sin. And in Arabic, when you said follow me without any ruling or sum. No, follow is follow. If I tell you follow me, I'm going to take you somewhere. You have to follow. You cannot come in some time and said I'm not going to follow him. Meaning you will never reach the destination where I'm reaching. This was the Prophet ﷺ, he said, كل الناس يدخلون الجنة أو كل أمتي يدخلون الجنة إلا من أبى. All my ummah will enter paradise except those who do not want it. He said, ومن يأبى يا رسول الله؟ قال من أطاعني دخل الجنة ومن عصاني فقد أبى. Whoever obey me, he enter paradise. Whoever disobey me, He denied paradise. How I today I claim I'm follow the Prophet and even I do not know who he is. I do not even have any word about him. I never study nothing about him. I never even study his advice. How? This is it need really a wake up inside of us. And truthful again. We're willing to study all kind of degree, but we're not willing to do that. By this way, do not claim you do not have time. All of us have time. All of us have 7 days a week. All of us have 24 hour a day. The difference between each one of us is one thing: the priority and the status of the heart. What we want and how we want to use this time at what we want to accomplish. By the way, this will not be finished in one night. Islam is a struggle. A struggle from in out. You have to struggle from in first. You have to decide what do you want and be truthful. According to your honesty and sincerity between you and Allah, you will act. You will do. You will search. You will want. By the way, even the word desire, desire coming later. First obedience and after that desire. Because a slave has no desire over his master. First you submit. When we said what is Islam? Submission. And I add and surrender to the will of Allah. You have no choice. If you do not have no choice, go find another earth. Go find another Lord, another Rabb, another owner. You will not find it. Even if you take the shuttle to the moon, moon is still belong to Allah. Any question, any concern?
I don't know, maybe I missed a point.
What point?
Did we discuss Noah, the father of messenger?
Yes.
Did we discuss it?
What's that?
Did we discuss how?
Noah alayhi salam?
Yeah.
Yes. You see what happened? I did not go to a lot of details. Because a lot of detail, it will not be relevant to us too much. The detail is, he go invite people day and night. People even, they put the finger in their ear. They said, we will not listen to you. They throw him with rocks. They call him names. You see? 950 years. I said it, but I sum it in a few words.
Yeah,
every time you want really Islam, you will be tested, you will be tried. People will call you names. I remember, every time you get closer to Allah, people said, you're complicated, something wrong with you. You know? You're normal? You know? It rings a bell? Every time you do not want to be involved in any haram, why are you so picky? Why you make it so difficult? Make it easy. Islam is easy. Why you make it so difficult? Be happy, you know, live. You know? We are fine. Allah is merciful. Don't worry about it. You see? Yes, Allah is merciful. But do you know who is Allah? Do you know what Allah said in Quran? Mercy to whom? Even in one hadith of the Prophet ﷺ of the meaning of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said in this part of the hadith, is a very long hadith. He said, the example of the person who have partner with me, the example of a man, he went to the village, to the market, and he bought with his own money a slave, and he brings the slave to his house and tell him what to do, and every day he finds the slave working for his neighbor. Is any how among you like to have a slave like that? You see, you person, you own him, you own a slave, and he working for your neighbor. You tell him work here, and every day you're coming, he's playing outside. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you are my slave. I own you. Show me your gratitude and thanks to me. Show me the true slavery to me. I will do this and this and this and this for you. If you do not do it, also I will do this and this and this and this to you. Now imagine if all the advice of Allah and all the warning of Allah, I'm not doing it. Do you know this why? Because us as a Muslim today, the shaitan make us even, we forget even what the advice of Allah. We forget what the warning of Allah. How many of us read Quran daily? How many of us last time read Quran? And when we read Quran, we read it to be guided, or we read it just for a habit, or we read it to have a good voice, or we read it for a custom, or we read it when somebody die, or we read it when we have engagement. Quran for wisdom. Ya ayyuha an-nas, O you people, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ مَوْعِظَةً. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He send you a wisdom. وَمَرْسِي وَرَحْمَةً وَشِفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. And cure of what you have in your heart from envy, jealousy, hate, and 66 disease of the heart. وَهُدًى and guidance. وَرَحْمَةً and mercy لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ to those who believe. قُلْ بِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا. Say, with this they should be happy. هُوَ خَيْرٌ لَهُمْ مِمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. It's better for them that one other accumulate. This advice from Allah. Imagine Allah tell me, come to me. Come to my book. I give you wisdom. I give you tranquility. I give you mercy. I give you guidance. I will cure your heart. I will fill your chest with contentment. I will make you happy. And I will shower you with my mercy and forgiveness. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the end He said to you, and you should be happy of what I give you is better than what they accumulate. What more than that? Is a lot of time Allah tell you, come on, all you people, come to me. But how many people I actually read? We read newspaper, we watch TV, we read different stupid books, has no any value, and we're spending many hours. Let's buy Islamic book, I have no money. Let's buy some videotape, Islamic video, I have no money. All of a sudden, the door is closed. Is no money, is no budget. Why is no budget? Because I have no really willing. Why I have no willing? Because I do not want it. Why I do not want it? Because I do not value it. Why I do not value it? Because I forget. Why I forget? Because I'm busy. Busy of what? By a stupid life. Why? Because shaitan deceived me. What is the secure reminder? To remember, go back to Allah and remember, who's Allah? Gathering like that, read Quran, call Allah. Inshallah, I do not want to take too much of your time. It has been a long night for all of us, inshallah. But this long night is the most beautiful night. Because any time you are with Allah, for Allah, you are beneficial. This is the farm of this life and hereafter. This is the valley of paradise. This is the most beautiful time Allah love. This is the most beautiful time Allah love. How many people now is spending time in the front of the TV? How many people time now going to the disco? How many people now drinking? How many people now committing all kinds of sins? Allah said, you are the successful, you are the winner. Let's make dua, inshallah, to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our meeting. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad, kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim, wa barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad, kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim fil alameen, innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma ya barru ya rahim, ya hannanu ya mannan, ya akramul akramin, يا أكرم الأكرمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا حي يا قيوم يا عزيز يا جميل يا كبير يا متعال يا غني يا مغني يا الله يا قادر يا قدير يا الله يا ودود يا الله يا علي يا الله يا نعم المولى ونعم النصير يا رؤوف يا الله يا الله يا الله ندعوك يا الله. اللهم إنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. اللهم اصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة التامة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة. اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار. اللهم آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. رب اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم إنك أنت الأعز الأكرم. رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم ارحمنا وارحم أمة حبيبك المصطفى رحمة عامة واغفر لنا واغفر لأمة حبيبك المصطفى مغفرة عامة. اللهم تب علينا وعلى أمة حبيبك المصطفى توبة عامة. اللهم ارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يقربنا إلى حبك وتحبيب عبادك فيك. اللهم اكرمنا ولا تهنا، استخدمنا ولا تستبدلنا، كن معنا ولا تكن علينا، انصر بنا ولا تنصر علينا، كن معنا ولا تكن علينا، بارك فينا يا رب العالمين ولا تغضب علينا، ارض عنا ولا تغضب علينا يا رب العالمين، واجعل هذا الجمع جمعا مغفورا. اللهم بارك فيه يا رب العالمين، واغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا، وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.